Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How? Little ZZ Top start the show. I like it. Jimmy's in his bag.
I knew that name.
No. Jimmy's in his bag like Zion Williamson. Talk about it, Crowder.
Jimmy and Zion's bag has sausage links in them.
Triple double for my guy Zion. What is that, like two triple doubles in what, five games maybe, Solana? I mean, it was just and I don't know how many games he's played. Although I do know last time he had the triple double, he sat out the next game. I don't know if the Pelicans play tonight or not, but man, if you were listening to this show yesterday, you heard me say Pelicans Clippers last night. Start looking through the player props because I wanted to see what Zion's props were, and then I stumbled across James Harden double-double, Zion double-double. And I said to myself, what if we parlay those two things? And I said, let's do it. Let's parlay. And then for my super followers last night, I got off the air and I sent out to the super followers, hey, here's the parlay that I'm putting in. Zion double-double, James Harden double-double, plus 800 for that parlay. And it hit. Zion not only had a double-double, he had a triple-double, and we laughed all the way to the bank, and you slept on it, right? You and Solana?
I slept on it. Your Khalil Ware over a couple days ago kind of steered me the other way.
That one wasn't my fault. That was Spo's fault. Spo used him incorrectly.
I slept on it. Yeah, I did this sleep on the double-double-double-double.
Panthers, a lot happened last night. Terrible loss from the Panthers in Boston. They had a 2-0 lead. They cough it up. You got to put that one behind them and move along. But that's a tough one to take because I think that would have been, what, 7 in a row? And they had it. I mean, it was theirs. That game was theirs. They coughed it up. So, doesn't matter, though. Listen, I've told you this since season one of Paul Maurice. Don't worry about anything you see during any game at any point on the ice. It's all about the playoffs. That's when we play Paul Ball. Nah, that was a tough one last night. It was a bummer last night because they had that game and just slipped away at the very, very end.
And it's a bad way to approach fandom, but I kind of feel that way with the Panthers. They're making it to the playoffs. We know what they've done the last 2 years. We're good.
Oh, yeah. They're in the middle of a 6-game win streak. Ekblad's out. Kachuk is out. Boston, they've got a little juice in the game now. They have a meaningless season. They've got a little juice in the game last night because Marchand is there. He's not playing, but they've got a little juice in the game. Like, that's fine. You raise a banner, Boston. Mm-hmm. Go raise a banner for life.
it's
we've
why
owned them.
Right. It's almost like I'm happy the Cats lost yesterday. Like the Bruins needed that so bad. Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
Your March
11th
victory. Yeah.
You can have it, Sully and Mully.
Yeah, you know. It's like when I let the kids win every now and again to get their little confidence back. Yeah, that's what it was. Like, okay, good job, but we're going somewhere. You're not. We're bigger than you. You're not. Like, yeah, that's fine.
Anyone feel good about the Heat tonight? Solana was telling me that Kawhi's not playing, so that makes it easier, but they've lost to some pretty crappy teams the last couple of games, so I don't know. Are they favorites tonight, Solana? Do you have any idea?
I have not checked the line. I'm just like, it's deflating to know whether or not they're going to be favorites when Kawhi Leonard is out, second out of a back-to-back for the Clippers, and they're missing their leading scorer, Norman Powell. Like, I don't want to know.
Solana's concerned with Norman Powell. And did you just see, what's the boy's name? Mikal Bridges? Who just destroyed us in Charlotte?
Miles Bridges. But you got one of the Bridges. Yeah.
But did you see what James Harden did last night? Last night.
Oh, James Harden about to go crazy tonight on the Heat. But Miles Bridges is killing you with Charlotte. Yeah, man. We're a 500 team.
Miles Bridges. Well, we're actually five games below 500, so we're not a 500.
They'd love to be a 500.
Oh my god!
I
would give my pinky toe to be a 500 team at this point. I would give, you know, several parts of my body to just not blow a 17-point lead tonight.
Oh, okay.
Heat are 2.5-point favorites tonight, hosting the Clippers. No Kawhi tonight at the Kaseya Center. I'm guessing everyone for the Heat is healthy as per the normal roster. Tyler's healthy. Bam's healthy.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins is playing.
Yeah. Their usual starting five, their preferred starting five, is expected to play. Alec Burks, I think, is questionable. He's missed the last three. And Terry Rozier didn't practice yesterday. So apparently he's sick, and he is probable.
All right.
He's been sick for a year and a half, hasn't he?
I think they're sick of him.
Everybody's sick.
They're sick over the trade they made.
We need to get a Robitussin sponsorship.
We have another giveaway today. You know, we have this incredible event coming up March 20th to the 23rd, where you can watch every buzzer beater, every tournament, heart-stopping moment. It's Odyssey's Buckets and Bets, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate basketball tip-off weekend. You're going to have LED screens, these big, massive LED screens, and seating. There's VIP couches. There's high tops. There's standing room seating. There's regular chairs. You bet the games. Real-time betting action. You enjoy some food and drinks with your friends. You've got VIP tickets and packages available right now at Ticketmaster. You can get all the info at WQAM.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood. And it's sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. And we're giving you a chance to win tickets every day this week. We've got a pair of Saturday GA tickets, Saturday general admission tickets. So that would be March 22nd. And just keep listening. We will give away a pair of those at some point during today's program. And if you want to purchase tickets for one day or all 4 days, go to WQAM.com or Ticketmaster. Zach Gelb is going to join us on the show today. Clay Ferrero is going to join us on the show today. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Marcus Mariota has found a new team, Solana was telling me right before we went on the air. So let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
I believe it's the same team. I think he was the backup in Washington last year. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I believe he was. Marcus.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Marcus.
Because he went from Tennessee to Philly?
Wasn't he in Vegas also for a year?
He wasn't in Philly.
I think at the end of that quarterbacks show, he went to Philly. Remember I was watching that quarterbacks documentary on Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
I think
he ended up in 2023 he was in Philly.
Yeah, Titans, Raiders, Falcons, Eagles, Commanders last year.
Wow. I didn't realize he was on that many teams.
Getting that money. Good addition. He's his skill set is Jaden Daniels minus Jaden Daniels, but I don't think the offense has to change when he leaves. I think it's a good addition. I would
have liked to have seen him instead of Zach Wilson.
100%.
What's he getting?
The more I think about
what's he getting in Washington?
The more I think about this Zach Wilson, the more I dislike it. I'm not going to lie. I was talking last night about it.
I thought maybe I would go the other way, that the more I thought about it, I'd be like, oh, okay, maybe the Sam Darnold story is in there, whatever. The more I see who's still out there, I'm like, what happened here?
I don't know, man. Marcus Mariota over Zach Wilson? Marcus Mariota, yeah, to me, is just a guy. Don't you guys like the part of we don't know about Zach Wilson, like the unknowing of maybe there's some untapped potential still left? Like, you know what Marcus Mariota is. He'll never be better than that the rest of his career. I get you. From what we've seen from Zach Wilson, it's not promising. I get it. But there's still untapped potential there, isn't there? He's still young. We don't know.
No, I don't feel that way. And it's not, to your point, Son, it's not age with me. It's that guy. Marcus Mariota is comfortable in his skin. He's going to come in. It's what we talk about. Baker Mayfield. It's what we talk about. Gardner Minshew. It's what we talk. You know what? Fitzy. Like Ryan Fitzpatrick, when he had his chance, it's almost like, oh, Tua's hurt? Oh, y'all want me to start? Oh, watch this. I don't get that out of Zach Wilson. I saw him fold. I saw his teammates not like him in New York. I just don't know if they can. A backup quarterback needs his entire team to rally around him. I don't think Zach Wilson is a rally around guy.
And also, everything you described, Solana, is everything I wanted to get away from. I wanted to get away from, hey, maybe this guy will be good, because that was the thought with Skylar Thompson.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe there's some untapped potential, found him late, long. We'll put the magic McDaniel on him. And I said to you after the season, like, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do the wing and a prayer. Hey, maybe Tyler Huntley's going to come in and light it up. I want a guy. That's why I kept saying Jameis or Teddy Bridgewater. I want a guy who has had success. You know what I mean? So it's the exact opposite of what I wanted.
$8 million, by the way, is what Marcus Mariota signing, 1-year deal, back with the Commanders.
Yeah, they could have given him that.
What'd they give Zach? Six?
Six. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. $2 million is a couple bottles of seltzer water.
Not when you have as many holes as the Dolphins have to fill. They did fill some yesterday, by the way. Let me pull up my Dolphins cheat sheet here. They keep Tyrell Dodson 2 years, $8.25 million.
Mm-hmm.
They added a wide receiver, somebody who's above 6 feet, thank the Lord. Nick Westbrook Akine.
Doesn't matter. It's still going to be corner fades to Tyreek. This movie I've seen.
So he gets a $6.5 million deal over 2 years. He had 9 touchdowns last year, which was, I think, top 10 in the NFL.
All right.
And then they added former Jet safety Ashton Davis, 1 year, $2.5 million. He started 22 games for the Jets over 5 seasons.
All right.
Let me give y'all Ashton Davis and Tyreek Dodson. Those are the names we're going to hear when you don't have any money left. Don't expect any big name that you've heard in the past come to the Dolphins this season.
Especially because it's Tyrell Dodson.
What's his name again?
It doesn't matter.
The Dolphins perhaps will be able to fill out their roster via the draft because they have 11 picks in the upcoming NFL draft. They have.
You can't miss on 11 picks. You get 11 picks. I'm sorry. I mean, that's you're gonna find a Zion Williamson. Mm-hmm. You're gonna find a Duncan Robinson.
Mm-hmm. If Stevie Wonder has 11 foul shots, how many is he gonna hit?
I go 8 out of 11.
Chris Greer has the opportunity to do the funniest damn thing.
11 running backs. Pick the same guy 11 times.
We want to lock him, in.
Go out in a blaze of glory, man. Do stuff nobody's ever heard of before. Dolphins select out of 11, Danny Ainge.
Out of 11 guys, how many need to start?
How many need to start?
That's what people are doing. That's what the Eagles are doing. That's what the top teams are doing. There's young guys coming in that are starting for teams with the draft.
I mean, it depends. You want them to use their first-round pick on an offensive lineman, correct?
And I want him to start, yes.
And he should be able to start. What's their first pick? Like, where is it, Solana?
13, I believe.
13. You take an offensive lineman, 13, that guy should absolutely be starting.
Guaranteed starter. Second pick, I would guess around the 40s, 44.
Yeah, 48th in the second.
He has to start. He should, 48, he should start.
But if you take like a linebacker, that's a tough position. You know it. You were a linebacker. Like that's a tough position to come in and start.
I started game one.
Yeah, but you had a great linebacking core. I think, again, I'm not taking away anything from you, but there was a great linebacking core. In other words, you didn't have to be the anchor of that linebacking core.
They just drafted Derek Pope 2 years before me. They drafted Eddie Moore a year before me. They had draft picks that they took to fill the space in behind Marlon Greenwood, whatever the hell his name was.
Oh, yeah.
And I took their jobs because they went out. Nick Saban went to the SEC and went and got a big-ass 6'3", 250-pound All-American.
Well, do that, Chris Greer.
Yeah, Barry Jackson has been highlighting it in the Herald, and I think you read some of it yesterday, Hawk, where he's saying Greer's moves over the first 3 days of free agency, even though technically it begins officially today, are not those of a general manager in desperation mode to save his job.
No. He's not swinging for the fences. He's being very calm and calculated, staying within what he's got to do. If you're a GM on the way out, you get to restructure that contract and you go the hell with it. Because if it doesn't work, I'm not going to be here anyway. And it's going to be someone else's problem to have to deal with longer Tua on the books. He's not doing that. So I think Chris Greer feels about this roster the way that I feel about this roster, which is that they're close.
I think Chris Greer has swung for the fences and now he's trying to hit doubles. Jalen Ramsey, Bradley Chubb, those were home run swings. Restructuring Tua, giving Tyreek two deals, giving Jalen Waddle another deal. I think he tried to be a home run hitter, and the balls kept getting caught by the center fielder. So now he's pulling back because Stephen Ross stuck with him. He was swinging Jalen Ramsey stuff. Like, he was swinging for the fences, and it didn't work.
Well, admittedly, they don't have the money to do that again. But what you could do is start restructuring and cutting and making some wild maneuvers. He thinks they're close. And I'm with him. I stand with Chris Greer.
I think he's butting down the third baseline trying to get on first to see what happens.
Right. If you only need a run, that's exactly what you do. Get on first base. Mm-hmm. He's doing exactly what I would be doing. You don't have to hit home runs.
Yeah, but it's more fun if Chris Greer throws in a wad like he's Dan Uggla and is just trying to hit it over the teal monster in left field every single day in free agency. It would have been more fun.
Well, we had that, though. We got that. That's why we're at a spot now where we can bunt our way on here and enjoy the fruits of our labor.
I used to hang with Dan Uggla and Chris Volstead.
I think it was Uggla's birthday yesterday, if I remember the show sheet from yesterday.
It was. Legend.
Yeah. Rams, by the way, have released Cooper Kupp.
Officially?
Yeah, seems like it.
Would Uggla throw in a wad just to, like when you say you hung out, I would imagine at a club or at a strip club or something.
Oh. No, that's when I used to dip. I used to dip a lot back then. So I do believe I've dipped with Uggla, but not at a club because there's women around and you can't get no woman with no big dip in your mouth.
Dan Uggla.
Well, if you're Dan Uggla, yeah. You might not have been able to, but you weren't swinging.
Uggla was 5'8".
Dan Uggla.
I got more women than Uggla, Hawk.
Dan Uggla was taking porn hacks.
Volstead was 6'7".
300 at bats a year, dude was taking porn hacks.
Volstead was physically intimidating. Dan Uggla looked like a guy that was just, you know, a gas station attendant. He could play baseball,
Dan Uggla's career earnings were?
We did this once, like over $100 million.
It has to be, right? Yeah. I'm looking for it right now.
Yeah.
$76 million.
Uggla made $76 million?
Spent it all on
two. I bought a table.
Bro, porn hacks and dip.
He spent it all on dip, though.
I believe I bought a table one time on South Beach. With Dan Uggla. He had $76 million? Goodness gracious.
Well, he didn't back then. Because there's no way he had it with the Marlins. It had to be after he moved on.
What do you make, Hawk?
$76 million.
He spent $75 million on Grizzly long cut wintergreen, Crowder.
and Hardy shirts.
Man. I stopped dipping, but. Yeah, I got my Ed Hardy still.
I know you
Solana,
do.
Please let me know. Please let me know when Ed Hardy's get back in style so I can start wearing them.
Yeah, soon. Soon. Everything's coming back in style, so soon.
Christian Adige with the crystals on it. Those were like $300 t-shirts. I got about six of them.
Crowder, if you were listening to yesterday's show and you heard him eat sausage links during the show, Crowder texted me this morning. Speaking of contracts and paying for tables. Hey, do you think the station can reimburse me the $1,000 for sausage links and hamburger patties since we turned it into a bit?
Y'all were talking about reimbursements, man. I didn't know what. I didn't know what goes over.
We were talking about reimbursements for actual show expenses, not sausage links.
I spent $492 yesterday in Publix. I need some bread.
Heat game tonight is at 8 p.m. By the way, Nick Bosa, the dream is done. He signed with the Bills. $12.5 million. Your weather? Remy Demesman and Dover Law Firm?
Four sacks against the Dolphins this year. Watch how this
happens. No doubt. I read it was something because they wanted like a MAGA enforcer up by the Canadian border. Mm-hmm. It was important to get him up there just in case stuff goes down. So they needed to get him up to Buffalo. That's why they were a dark horse and the whole thing. You never heard about it, but somebody pulled some strings somewhere, get him right close to the border.
It's probably Kevin O'Leary, right?
May have been.
I want to make sure. They're at all entry points.
Listen, how can we station one of the Bosas at the border? All right. Somebody call I don't know, Marv Levy. I don't know who's over there. I forget who it is. Seth McDermott. Sean McDermott.
You call Marv Levy, you a bad man.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Another gorgeous day. It was freezing this morning, by the way. Just like too cold.
Yeah, very cold. Very cold.
Yeah. That's your weather.
All right. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment. Why do you look
Marv
so shocked?
Marv Levy's alive.
I know he's alive. Got to be like, what, 95?
He's 99 years old. I just looked it up because that's why I was like, you called Marv Levy. You a bad man. Marv Levy, he gave me a bottle
of wine. I still
feel
like he may not be answering the phone on his own, you know.
Hello? Huh?
All right. Zach Gelb is going to join us from the Infinity Sports Network in the next segment. We'll talk some NFL and stuff with him. So do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Hawk and Crowder.
Talk to
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Zach Gelb here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. Zach Gelb, he hosts afternoons nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. Is it the Infinity Sports Network or the Infinity Radio Network? I say it differently every time you come on.
You know, I respect my elders, so I haven't corrected you yet, but yeah, there's a lot of times that. You get it wrong. It's the Infinity Sports Network.
Infinity Sports Network. Okay. Yes. He's afternoons, Infinity Sports Network. He comes to us Wednesdays live from the WFAN studios in New York City. I see the Boomer and Geo sign behind him. Gelby just having the time of his life with all the NFL maneuvers that are going on right now. So the Dolphins have agreed to terms with Zach Wilson. He's going to be the backup for Tua. You are there in New York, as I mentioned. You've lived through the Zach Wilson experience with the Jets, not that you're a Jets fan. What can you tell us? What do you think about him being the backup for Tua?
He's a backup quarterback. If he has to start games, can he weather the storm for a game or two with the weapons around him? Sure. I don't think that's crazy to say. Do I think there were better options out there at the backup quarterback position? Like, if the Dolphins are without Tua for any long period of stretch, as we saw last year, they're screwed. But it's about weathering the storm. I would have rather had someone like Jameis Winston in there than a Zach Wilson. That would just
that was my point, was overpay for a Jameis or get someone who's proven, like we talked about yesterday, Gardner Minshew, who comes in there and he's got some, I don't know, some swagger and some cachet. I feel like with Zach Wilson, again, you saw him in New York, but I feel like with Zach Wilson, we're barking up the same tree that we were with Tim Boyle and Tyler Huntley and Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, I also think, too, a lot of it with Zach Wilson is up here, and that's difficult when you go into a New York market. And don't get me wrong, it's not as if the Jets were this well-equipped, well-oiled machine with Zach Wilson. They've been a disaster for a while, but there was some talent around him. I think it's less physically with Zach Wilson and more so mentally when it comes to him at the starting quarterback position.
And even, I don't know, given the benefit of the doubt, Gil, to Chris Greer, where we don't have the money to go get any big names, can the Dolphins be fixed in your mind? Can they go? Because they've signed a couple linemen. They just signed the linebacker. But it's all one-year deals, $2.5, $4.1 million. We don't have the money to go get any big names. Can the Dolphins be fixed by one- or two-year, $10 million guys?
I think the Dolphins are kind of in the worst spot that you could be in the NFL, where they're not bad enough, where you're looking and thinking, okay, you're going to get a difference maker in the top 10 of the draft. And they've been right bad in previous years, like how they got Jaylen Waddle and stuff like that. I know there's trades that happened as well. But they're also not great enough to go forget about a Super Bowl. How about just an AFC championship game? Or how about two playoff wins? They kind of, the way I talk about the Dolphins, I kind of talk about the Cowboys in the same way, where I think the range is they could just miss the playoffs if they have some injuries, right? If it's a crowded field, they could have 8-9 wins is probably the floor. The ceiling could be 12, but even if they do get to 12 wins, I don't think anyone's running and thinking the Dolphins are going to go, you know, on the road, or even if it's a home playoff game, one in the wild card round and then go win two road playoff games as well.
But I kind of feel like the Dolphins think that. We were talking a little bit off the air, and Gelb was like, you know, I'm doing the national show, so I'm talking about teams and players, big names that are, you know, moving about. And he's like, I don't think I've mentioned the Dolphins very much. They haven't done much. And my contention, I was telling you off the air, is that the Dolphins, while hamstrung a little bit by the salary cap, feel that they're pretty close. And I kind of feel like they're pretty close as well. Because if I said to you, if all goes well, you've got Tua, unbelievably accurate and puts up gaudy numbers if you can protect him a little bit. You've got Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle, and you've got Devon Achane and Jalen Wright. Like, you've got weapons. You've got Mike McDaniel. I don't think he magically forgot how to score points, call an offense that can score points. So I kind of feel like if you look at this team in a vacuum, again, everything has to go right. Bradley Chubb's got to be back. Jalen Phillips has to be back. Jalen Ramsey's got to continue to play well. Like, there's a lot of if you've got a hit on an offensive lineman or a linebacker in the draft in rounds one or two, things have to happen. But if they do happen, if everything does go right, aren't they close?
Close to what, though? Like, I wouldn't say close to winning a Super Bowl, maybe close to winning a playoff game. I think we could all agree on this, right, with the Dolphins. Even if you may be more optimistic and maybe like Salon and I may be more negative, I don't know where Crowder falls on this, but just getting the tone of the conversation throughout the year that we've been doing this, it's almost like, all right, the three questions with the Dolphins are, is Tua going to stay healthy? That's something you can't control, right? We've talked about this for 3 years. You hope and you pray that he's able to stay healthy. It's then how serviceable can the offensive line be? We saw it last year. At times it looked good. Then at a lot of other times it looked bad. And then on defense, they have some good players, but these guys have suffered big injuries. So where are those guys at? And other guys are getting older. So those, to me, are three pretty big questions when we're talking about the health of the quarterback, which is out of your control, what the offensive line be, and then what to expect out of the defense. So are they close to winning a playoff game? I guess, but I don't view them as anywhere close to being a Super Bowl contender.
What quarterback move I would say is the best? What got you the most excited about that team? Justin Fields to the Jets, Sam Darnold, he's Seahawks. Now Geno Smith went over. Like what quarterback move that you say, you know what, that might work out?
It may not be the way that you're asking the question. The one that excited me the most is Matthew Stafford saying with the Rams, because it would have been the dumbest thing for Matthew Stafford and the dumbest thing for the Rams if they did let him go and they parted ways, because that's a team, to me, they're the favorites to win the NFC West. They are a top three team in the NFC. I would still say Philadelphia and the Lions are in front of them, and the Commanders are kind of biting on the Rams' heels. But it would have made no sense for me to move off of Stafford and why Stafford would want to go elsewhere. Now, in terms of the new acquisitions, honestly, I think Justin Fields will be gone within 2 years from the Jets. Geno Smith has a relationship with Pete Carroll. He could be efficient. And Sam Darnold, I think it's low risk, high reward. Like when I first saw it, 3 years, $110.5 million, I'm like, all right, it's similar to the Baker contract, right? And then I saw it's only $55 million guaranteed. And I go, all right, even if he's only there for a year, and where the NFL salaries are now for quarterback, it doesn't prevent them from moving on if they wanted to. Sam Darnold goes back to the Sam Darnold that he was before Minnesota. So I guess the one I'm curious about the most out of the three that really did go down that you mentioned is Sam Darnold, because he's younger and now we're trying to figure out what Sam is. But also, Sam doesn't have the same pieces around him that he did in Minnesota, and he goes to a lesser destination in Seattle.
Way too early AFC East rankings, Gelb. And I know it's
Dolphins
unfair.
Won.
I know it's unfair.
Oh, I'm sorry, you weren't talking to me.
Because the draft matters. But just based on early free agency signings, I would imagine at this point, it's Patriots 2 behind Buffalo, in your opinion?
Maybe. You're putting the Dolphins at 1?
No, behind Buffalo. I'm putting the Bills at the top.
I'm a Patriot fan, full disclosure. I think you guys know that. Your listeners know that. Number 1, Bills. Number 2, Dolphins. Patriots 3, Jets 4. It's still the Dolphins are 2. The Patriots,
Patriots have been doing a lot of moves. Like they're making moves.
They have. There's a long ways to go. They still need to figure out that offensive line and who's catching the football from Drake May. So blocking and wide receivers are still an issue.
That's where I take issue with you, because I don't think it's going to be Drake May. You guys got the backup quarterback that I have been pining for 2 seasons now, Josh Dobbs.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I'm not doing this shtick crap with you, Huck.
I love Josh Dobbs.
I'm just not doing it.
Josh Dobbs.
As Crowder would say, I'm going to punch you in your mouth.
He is a potential MVP.
You in the mouth.
Huck. Josh Dobbs will have Drake May's job by week 5, and Josh Dobbs is the wild card who can lead that Patriots team back to glory that Tom Brady had them in. I firmly believe that.
By the way, since we got to the ridiculous part of this radio program, let me just ask you this. Did Solana come clean with you guys and tell you his big news?
No, he did not.
Well, Solana, I'm going to break it for you. He's leaving WQAM. He's going into business with Zach Wilson, and he's going to be a part of the Solana Shakers. And they're going to be a big part of the Mormon community. That's what I was told. Sources confirmed.
Right, because he had some offers. We didn't know if he was going to be a soaker or a shaker.
Yeah.
So you're saying he's gone with the Shakers?
I was told he's a shaker. Solana Shakers. So at the low
soaker
price of $5.99 per
deal.
Shake.
Soaker's got the better deal, Gelby. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think I break the rules. I don't think I need a shaker, honestly. That's just me, if I'm being honest.
You know,
I would put the shaker in the transfer portal, folks.
Our friend Javon Holland is going to be up there in New York playing for the Giants. That's a good signing, I think, by the Giants. He's a very good safety. He had down season, but he is a very good safety.
Yeah, so the Giants are an interesting spot. It's almost like whatever they do, nobody cares about until they figure out what's going to happen with the quarterback position. I ultimately think that Aaron Rodgers is going to wind up with the Steelers. Rodgers will be a drama whore, so I'm sure that this will continue to wait and wait and wait a few days. Maybe Solana could shake that news out of Aaron Rodgers, but that was good. But anyway, Russell Wilson, I think, will be the next quarterback of the Giants, and I still think the Giants should trade up into the draft and get Cam Ward with the number 1 overall pick.
Is Aaron going to be a good guy on the way out? That's my whole thing about him, Gil. Like, there's veterans that can be good dudes. And, you know, like, Brady in Tampa. Brady could still play. Peyton in Denver. Peyton could, but they weren't what they were when they were Hall of Fame talents. Is Aaron Rodgers about to be a Tampa Bay Brady or a, even I think a better example is the Denver Peyton, where Peyton was not good, but Peyton is going to manage the team. He's going to be a great leader. He's going to get them around, and then he went going to win another Super Bowl. Can Aaron Rodgers' personality be that?
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to win another Super Bowl again. Like, if the best destination he could go to is Pittsburgh, they haven't won a playoff game since 2016. When he had an easier road in Green Bay with better teams, he came up short at times towards the end up against the Niners. Even when Brady threw three interceptions at NFC Championship game, how many times did he get the ball back? And I think there was two drives they had three and outs for negative 6 yards. So I think the moment, which it's different for what happened with Peyton Manning in Denver, because you're right, he was not playing well that year, had a good AFC Championship game, and then Von Miller won them that Super Bowl. I think his Super Bowl would just be winning a playoff game in Pittsburgh, and then it's like, okay, I went out on a good note and save face from, you know, the injury and then the poor season in New York. So I think Aaron's Super Bowl at this point would just be winning a playoff game with the Steelers.
Yeah, he's one of the things that you're just watching. And I'm wondering, do you think there's a lack of a market for him? I know we keep saying it's up to him, like he'll decide whether he wants to be in New York or Pittsburgh. Do you think both those teams actively want him?
Oh, I think the Steelers want him. I don't think they look at it like, okay, we need him, because then they'll just run it back with Russ. The Giants are desperate. I think Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, they're desperate because they're on the hot seat. So they're trying to bring in someone that could make them survive this year. And then also, if it doesn't work, then maybe you go into the draft, you get a quarterback, and you put that quarterback in halfway through the season. But if you're bringing in Aaron Rodgers, I think it's tough to work a young quarterback with him, even though him and Jordan Love, considering the circumstances, seemingly that relationship was not as bad as the way that it was portrayed, from my understanding.
Zach Elb, see him on the Infinity Sports Network. Not the Infinity Radio Network. A lot of people get that confused. People like that.
Right.
People like the name change.
It doesn't matter as long as the paycheck still clears.
Does the paycheck say Infinity now?
It still says Odyssey. Then it's sprinkled in a little Westwood too, but that's behind the scenes in the radio world. But you know, whatever they want, wherever they tell me to broadcast, whenever they want me to say the name of the network is, I may mess it up from time to time, like Hawk. But eventually, I'll get it right, and we'll keep on doing the same show.
I love inside radio talk, man. Nothing makes me happier. Zion Williamson on pace to be MVP. See his triple-double last night? All right, we're out of time. Zach Gelb from...
He would be good for the Shaker community for Solana, I'll tell you that.
You know, I'll tell you what.
Get Mariah Mills involved there, if you remember that story.
You'd have to be a Shaker, because you couldn't shake him. That's you'd have to have too many Shakers.
Solana would be like, hey, Crowder, Gelb, can you come on over and help me out? We got a big client today.
Have you read his? Have you read the story? I don't know if he soaks well.
All right, I'm going to go so I don't get canceled. Later, guys.
I think it may be too late.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I bought an 85-inch TV because I have a small penis.
Hawk and Crowder.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.